episode 579, Restore Daily.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. Tina,
happy, happy day, ladies. It is Thursday. It's Inspiration Day, motivation just for you. I pray your week is going tremendously well. I hope you've had some time to yourself. I hope you've been able to actually balance out, find harmony in what you're doing. You know, you might be hurrying and scurrying around, getting ready for school. Can you believe it's almost mid-August of 2016? That's kind of frightening that we are already looking towards what? Labor Day, Thanksgiving here in the U.S., and then what? Christmas. Oh my goodness. Sometimes we just need to stop and restore daily. You might think that you can store up strength, energy, goodness, even your exercise. But what it takes is for you to restore daily. The only thing that's stored easily is fat. And that's not very promising, is it? That's the last thing most of us women want to do, is to store up fat. But it comes easy, even though there are still some limitations. So as you are beginning your day, maybe you're in the middle of your day, and you need to pursue your schedule, your opportunities, and restore daily. You need to build your lifestyle daily. One step leads to miles of greatness. Go back in time. Do you remember high school, college days, where you used to cram for those last minute, you know, test exams, and you thought you could do it, and you did it all the time very well? Somehow you got the cliff notes and you were able to read it. You could write out the answers to that book you were supposed to read that was like 500 and some pages, but you never got to it. You might be able to cram for a test and get by with it, but there's no cramming for life. It takes consistent daily efforts to get you where you want to go. Restore daily. Now, this thought can actually give you greater hope. You don't have to do it all in one day, even though growing up, you seemed to be able to accomplish these feats. You did. You were young. It was your perspective. Oh, man, I can get this science project done in a blink of an eye, and it seemed like it actually happened. And now you get older, and you're like, gosh, am I just getting older? Can I not move so fast or as fast as I used to move? I have this conversation with my mom all the time. Oh, honey, I feel like I'm working on the same project every single day. Well, we are moving fast. We just think we should move faster. Why? Because with advancements in technology and science, I mean, think about the automobile. We used to just walk. Then we moved to like horses and carriages. And then we had trains. And then we had cars. And then we had airplanes. And now we're like, oh my gosh, if it takes a day to travel, why can't we be there faster? You are on a journey. You can't speed up life, even though sometimes you want to. But then guess what? It's those few moments that you want to slow down, and then you can't slow those down. They seem like they go faster. Restore daily. Anything worth having takes work, a diligent, consistent effort and energy on your part. Restore daily. What have you been trying to rush through, cramming for in your life? Your business? Are you trying to be further along than what you really are supposed to be? Are you trying to monetize your blog when actually you may only have 10 or 12 submissions out there? But you're like, gosh, I should be making money by now. I mean, it's been a year. What's my problem? What about your education? You've gone back to school. Man, I should already have my degree so I can go out and do what I really want to do. But it seems like it's taking longer and it's costing me more money. What have you been rushing through? Your marriage. Maybe you got married and just kind of started life. Didn't put a lot of effort into building up your relationship. And now all of a sudden, things are a little bit tense. There's some turmoil happening. Some things are tight. And now all of a sudden, you're trying to make all these drastic changes in a blink of an eye. It doesn't work that way. I know I definitely have walked that line. It takes daily, consistent effort and energy. Restore daily. What about your weight loss? Are you trying to cram in those last 30 pounds to get them off of you when you've been working on that for 3 years, but it's taken you 10 years to put them on? But we want to have it gone in 10 minutes. I know you're smiling. You might be giggling a little bit. We see those infomercials and they promise what? Lose 10 pounds in 7 days. And you're like, I'm all in, because if I could do that, let's see, 7 days, that's 21 days. I could lose my 30 pounds. There I'm at. And so you jump. And what happens? No, didn't work. Cramming for life is not the way to live life. You're creating more stress on yourself. And oh my goodness, what moments are you missing? The beauty before you. What about your dreams? The passion within you. Are you trying to cram for it too? Going, oh my gosh, I've lost 12 years of my life because I've taken care of all my little ones and now it's my time. And you're trying to get it all done in 1 week. It doesn't work that way. And how far have you gotten fast? And have you really gotten where you wanted to be fast? Probably not. It's probably not where you want to be. It takes one step at a time to lead to miles of greatness. Restore daily. Remember, you are on a journey. Your story cannot be written in 1 day. But if you're cramming for life, if you're trying to push through that last bit, you want to force the education, you want to get that degree now fast, like, you know, trying to cram in 3 semesters when you really, into 1 semester, when really you need to be taking 2 years to complete it. So you don't lose your mind. And you still have children that love you because you're still there for them. But we get impatient. We want things now. This whole fast food, quick, I want it now society that we live in, that's not how it works. Be honest with yourself. Are you trying to write your story in a day? Because you know your story cannot be written in a day. But you know we try. Look at your schedule today. How busy are you? How much are you trying to cram in on that to-do list that you needed to have done like 3 months ago? We're all doing it. This is not to make you feel guilty. This is a reminder for you. Inspiration saying, don't rush life. Don't cram it. Because when you cram it, you miss out. I know for me, that puts unnecessary pressure on me to be all in all the time right now. And that wears on you. Talk about aging. I mean, my kids age me enough. I don't need to put unnecessary pressure on myself. But we do it. Step back for a moment. God is walking with you on your journey. If you try to sprint through life, I guarantee you will miss the beauty before you. Take time to restore daily. Fill your cup so it runneth over always, so that it's full. Don't snatch what's quick and easy. You'll miss part of your story. Savor the moments. Be present. Be incredible. Restore daily. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.